Alex Goligoski of the Arizona Coyotes joins us now. Alex, first of all, congratulations, and thanks for doing the show today, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Pleasure to have you aboard. You know, there's an old saying in the industry that you never want to let a player get close to July 1st, because when he can see July 1st, generally he really wants to see what's out there. Why did you sign with Arizona?
You know, it just felt right. I went down there and just talking with John, their GM, and Coach Tippett about the direction they think that team's heading with their young core and the guys that they got coming. If I was going to sign somewhere for multiple years and be somewhere for a while, I wanted to be on a team that could really grow. And it just, everything felt right, and it was great. So why not?
Alex, we see this happen every year, and a lot of times it doesn't work. Just when you first heard about your rights being traded there and where you were and where Arizona was, and then after going through the process, obviously it worked for you, but can you speak of where your mindset was when you first found out your rights were being traded? Did they woo you enough? Did they show you enough in that short period of time that you did a 180, and maybe where your thought process was beforehand?
I mean, not necessarily. I think I was pretty open-minded going in. You know, we had a good idea that my rights were going to be traded, and then obviously we knew where they were going to be traded to. So, you know, I did my homework on the organization and where they're headed, and all signs are kind of pointing towards them taking a step and getting some stability within their organization. So I just, you know, going into it, I was open-minded, and it was, you know, a little bit eye-opening in the sense that it feels like they really have things really headed to a good place. So, yeah, I mean, I was impressed, and I mean, obviously, so it worked out good, and I'm happy.
What was the situation with Dallas?
We talked, my agent in Dallas, and it just, you know, the terms and financially, it just wasn't going to work out. They have obviously they're going to have run into some problems here in the next couple of years with where they got to put their money, with some big name players. So you know, it's just one of those deals. It's fine. It's a business, and, you know, move on.
I was going to say, did they inform you that they weren't going to sign you or attempt to sign you? And secondly, all of a sudden, it's a pretty good young core with Ekman Larson and Murphy. Pretty good blue lines taking shape there.
Yeah, no, I mean, with Dallas, you know, we tried to work something out. They were interested in bringing me back. And, you know, like I said, it just, the business side of it wasn't going to get there. So we move on. And yeah, like I was saying, with Arizona, they got that young core, and they're going to grow together. And, you know, that's kind of, you want to hit that sweet spot where all your good players are kind of in that same age range. And, you know, they kind of have that going on. So I expect the team to grow quick.
Did you play for Tippett in Dallas?
No, I didn't.
Okay. You came after.
Just know of guys. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Alex, did part of the tour in Arizona include a trip to Quebec City? And I only say that tongue-in-cheek because
ruin the kid's day, Kipper.
Listen, I'm just... Wow. You talk about stability, and I'm sure they showed you a lot of that, but one thing that we don't really know is what building that they'll play in a few years, and it is kind of hanging out there a little bit. When you signed, was that in the back of your mind at all? That uncertainty where you're going to be in a few years from now if it doesn't work out.
Anthony LeBlanc has told us numerous times that things are perfect in Phoenix.
Let Alex answer.
Sure. I mean, obviously that was a major concern of mine. That was put to rest very early in the time I was there. I think I might have a scoop that you guys maybe don't have. So,
Let's bring it, Alex.
Headline time.
You guys will know more, I think, in the coming weeks here. So,
you're going to help fund the arena with your new deal, or are you going to become an owner out there?
Not even close.
That's great stuff. Thanks for sharing with us.
Yeah, they made me feel very comfortable about that situation.
Good.
So, yeah, it'll
what
be good.
Way to ruin a guy's day, Kippy.
No.
He didn't ruin it. He made our day by giving us a little inside information.
I mean, Alex does us a big favor coming on. You throw him under the bus.
You see how I got that information out? Is that not good journalism by me?
Very good.
Very good. Very good.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
Before we let you go, I want to get your thoughts on the Arizona Coyotes. What was your read on playing against them all these years?
Always a hardworking team. I think you'd always know that going into the game that it wasn't going to be an easy game. You know, the Coach Sippett, his players always play hard for him, and they play with good structure. So I think taking that and adding in some of these top-end guys that are coming and that are already there, the young guys, you know, I think offensively there's definitely steps that are going to be taken, and you know, that's kind of where that next level is going to come.